Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, brothers and sisters, angels and archangels, earth angels, light workers of every corner, Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, brothers, angels, and archangels. Third episode of AstralSurroundRadio.com, AstralTV.com. The Archangel Michael is always in the house. You know, to call the angels and archangels of light, they're always present with us as well. Some of you, readers and listeners, thank you, welcome. On the now moment, on February 6th, 2016, let's celebrate the brand new art, the brand new dimension that we're approaching. Forgive, brothers and sisters, forgive everything and everybody, so you can go higher. Look. Forgive, let go all the old skin, all the old, it's time to go higher, brothers and sisters. Today on February 6th, 2016, just welcome. And in every now moment that you're listening to this radio show, it's a pleasure to be here with you, to bring you the good news, the light and the love, that everything is okay, everything is perfect according to the divine plan. All you have to do is to trust God, trust yourself, because all is well. So it's forgive, let go, and then allow the new you, the new light, the new coding to enter you, to transform your carbon 12 human uniform into a crystalline body of light, of incredible divinity. Every single one of your chakras is taking you to higher and higher dimensions, brothers and sisters. This is the time. This is the time. All is well. All is well. We're making progress. We're making great progress. The divine light is coming through and is breaking the dark everywhere and in every single corner and every single part of your body and every single part of your belief systems, brothers and sisters. All is well. I just ask you and I beg you to believe and to trust that all is well. Hopi Blue Kachina, call on the Hopi beloved ancestors to guide us towards the light. from the divine light, angels and archangels. Come invite all the angels and archangels of divine light for this gathering. For this gathering of the divine light and the divine love to attend today on February 6, 7, 2016, 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 9 p.m. the Sacred Hopi Land in Arizona, northern Arizona, as well as 10 p.m. Midwest, 11 p.m. East Coast, 4 a.m. Sunday, February 7 in UK, 5 a.m. in France, in Moscow, South Africa, 10 a.m. in Indonesia, Jakarta. Welcome, brothers, and this is a really an incredible time that we're living. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the ones we've been waiting for. Because I am that I am, just another you, beloved. I am that I am, just another you. I am that I am, just another you. I am that I am, just another you. Welcome, brothers. Welcome, angels and archangels from every corner. Welcome. This is the time. This is the time that we have agreed to be here at this magnificent, amazing time. Well, we have some really good news. Some really good news from our beloved brother, Sheldon Knight, latest update. He said that Grazzo, everything continues to move forward. This very complex process is being carefully guided by a series of new security measures to ensure quality control. This has been added to by the irregularities of a number of banks and other such institutions that serve as the appointed monitors for the various ancient families and European royals that are part of this operation. We expect for this whole process of special wires and deliveries to take less than a month. To remain patient and ready to put your blessings in safe and secure bank accounts, which you have privately prepared for this process. The present governments are on their last legs, and we expect to hear the required announcement shortly. These series of developments are to pave the way for our first public announcement concerning the mass landing. We first want to give you a general explanation of what we intend to do. Then, we want to give you a basic understanding of our mentoring program. There has been a millennia-long interrelationship between Surface Humanity, Agartha, and us. This secret project is now reaching a point where it can easily be made public. The Dark Cabal understands what this sudden disclosure means. It is one that threatens five realms built since the end of your Second World War. In the past 60 years, a secret global government has grown up dedicated to forming a permanent dictatorship. This massive effort is presently being dismantled by your brave and dedicated actions to support the Light's agenda. The rising consciousness of this realm has made all of this possible. This process has been aided too by the many actions of the Agartan to ensure that a new financial system is to be the precursor for the new worldwide governance. All of this gives us signs that quite soon we can at last formally contact you. Our license, which are serving among those groups that are triumphant, are quite confident that a new world is being quickly manifested. This new realm is one in which you are to be freed from the shackles of the dead slavery. It is interesting to note that this new era is to be one founded on monetary abundance. Long ago, the ancient families were approached by the masters to serve as a depository for part of the sequestered funds accumulated over the centuries by heaven's ascended servant. These huge amounts of gold and other precious items are the core for a time when currency ceases to be the source of wealth. This new age is to be founded upon the principles of your abilities of being the reason for your wealth. There are many among you who have been unable to break out of the chains imposed by debt slavery and the skewed distribution of wealth. This new time is to alter these and permit us all to achieve their potential. This process is to unleash a sudden, unprecedented harvest of intention and invasion and ingenuity. We look forward to playing our part in helping you to achieve this most welcome miracle. As you begin to loosen the shackles of your restricted past, remember deep in your heart the distant origins of this long imprisonment. You are on a journey that is to return you to full consciousness and permit you to be who you really are. The dark is losing the ability to limit how you think, act, and feel. You are starting to build the connections to each other that were initially lost due to the sudden nature of your transformation into beings of limited consciousness and ability. This coming time is when you start to remember who you were and why you are truly here. Our divine task is to nurture this process and to use our abilities to end your hidden fears and worries. You are to transition back to a world where death and aging is no longer the thing that secretly drives you. You are to relearn a life pattern that was natural to you before the dark Atlantean swiftly altered you and cast you into a seemingly endless long night of sorts with the light. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is just a part of the message. Please listen to the full message at AshtarSheranRadio.com. AshtarSheranRadio, just A like Apple, S like Sam, H like hello, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert. The Sheran is S like Sam, H like hello, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, M like Nancy. And then radio, R like Robert, A like Apple, D like Day, I like ice cream, O like Oscar.com. So it's AshtarSheranRadio.com, and there's a link to the source, to our brothers, Shut the Night of Power web. So anyway, This is what's going on, guys. This is awesome. This is an update from the Galactic Federation, okay? And pretty much just telling you that all is well, okay? All is well, brothers. Okay? All is well. All is well. So let's stay positive and knowing that, you know, things are going to start getting even better. So let's just trust. Trust them in yourself, in your higher self, rather, as well as in your, you know, guardian angels, in the, you know, life forces, and the light workers, love workers. They're working tirelessly for your ascension, for your, you know, benefit, brothers and sisters. This is our job. This is my job. I live for this 24/7, working for my brothers, for the people. To awaken as many people, person as possible. You know, speaking of this, we have some really good news this week where they are let go our brother Kilix, which he was, you know, found innocent. You know, so here's some point of view according to the acting news. Check it out. Let's see. You know, there's different points of view, but I can tell you that this guy described the crime of this guy is to tell the world the lies of the government, okay? The lies, they have been controlling the you know, the planet with lies and lies and more lies, okay? Here it is.
Assange says the UK and the Swedish government should admit defeat. That's after the UN called on both countries to stop depriving him of his liberty, saying he's effectively in arbitrary detention.
This is a victory that cannot be denied.
Say what?
Yes.
No.
UK what? Sweden what? Higher level.
Sweden and the UK are refusing to budge under the UN measure. RT Laura Smith has been following reaction throughout the day.
Of a day of waiting, you know, Victorian, will the UK come out and speak to the waiting crowd? And as the days roll on, and more of you have got to support the most gathered, it's the company that he would make this address to the people. And this is his reaction to the decision of the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which of course came out on Friday and said that he has been arbitrarily detained during his 2.5 years in the Ecuadorian embassy.
It is based on international human rights norm, which have been ratified by states. And when a state ratifies the convention, in this case, the Convention on Civilian Political Rights, that state has the obligation to implement its provisions. So indirectly, yes, it is binding.
And the reaction has come in thick and fast. The UK government, the Foreign Office, David Cameron, have variously called the UN Working Group opinion ridiculous. It's really interesting to hear this because, of course, the UK has been one of the major supporters of the UN, very much into advising other countries what to do according to UN tenets.
Britain is proud to have played its role in the birth of this organisation. It is the cornerstone of the rules-based international system and an affirmation of the value we attach to human dignity and hope.
Well, I reject the finding of this working group. It's a group made up of lay people, not lawyers, and they are their conclusion is flawed in law.
So Philip Hammond seems to have changed his tune, but there is now a response from the United Nations on that. We managed to speak to a United Nations representative who said that he wasn't surprised by any of this.
The initial reaction from Britain and from Sweden is no surprise to me. It depends on how much embarrassment they are willing to take to do the United States' bidding. If the British and the Swedes do not see it possible to go against what the United States wishes, what the United States wishes is to put Assange in jail for most of the rest of his life. An indictment already prepared by a secret grand jury.
It has made a change for Julian Assange. It's given him two things. It's given him this, if you see here behind me, all this media attention, all these
international Islam by several legal representatives, including that of Julian Assange, saying that the UK has essentially cherry-picked the whistleblower as a target.
Now, it's extremely disappointing that the United Kingdom and Sweden, as founding members of the United Nations system, would seek to bring it into disrepute and demolish it in such a way. Indefinite detention is the equivalent of torture. Does the UK really want to be contributing to torture on British soil? How can it, for example, criticise other states for locking up activists when it's doing the same? Laws are universal. You don't just pick and choose when to apply them. If there's a UK citizen arrested somewhere, they will need the United Nations to secure their release. But if they disregard it and demolish its authorities, they're only undermining security of their own citizens. The UK and Sweden are key players in the UN system, have historically supported the decisions of the UN Working Group, and I think this reveals the level of persecution of Mr. Assange when you have major Western governments denouncing not just him, but imputing the credibility of the United States outcome, and they don't like Mr. Assange. And I think that's the message we brought this year. This law applies to everybody. Human rights is universal. And it's one thing to support Working Group decisions in respect of other states because they don't like it, they don't want to respect it. And that's no basis for international legal system.
With the UK and Sweden planning to go after Assange, regardless, he's still not officially been charged with any crime. There is a rape investigation against him in Sweden, but he isn't wanted there for trial, simply for questioning. He's also currently being investigated by the FBI over the activities of WikiLeaks. And Assange fears that if he is extradited to the US, he could face charges of espionage and conspiracy.
It's time that the Obama administration treats WikiLeaks, one of their terrorist organizations, whose continued operations risk our security. Shut it down. Information terrorism.
All these are the opinions of the dark about the control media.
This disclosure is not just an attack on America's foreign policy interests. It is an attack on the international.
It's the puppet canal, puppet Hillary Clinton.
Well, large crowds gathered outside the embassy today, and people there were heatedly discussing what Assange should do next, with the argument being broadcast on the internet and more people joining in online.
To RT for this excellent report. There's also news about Turkey that might be gearing up for invasion into Syria. These are covering by RT News.
Turkey could be preparing for an invasion of Syria.
We have grounds to suspect Turkey is gearing up for an invasion. We have traced growing signs of stealth preparations by Turkish troops for military action in Syria.
All right, well, our General Hawkins is with me now. So he just talked about it. We broke this last hour. Details coming in, a little bit sketchy, but who's that? The defense minister spoke early on in Moscow. Take us through what they're saying.
Well, as we heard there, the press secretary of the Ministry of Defense
Group has cited evidence of this potential growing threat of Turkish military action on Syrian soil, and the evidence he cites for that is, of course, today's earlier news of this banning of Russian observation flight. Now, what this means, under the Open Skies Treaty, countries can, that are signatories to this pact, actually fly over each other's territory to observe borders, to observe ability deployments, etc., refused that Russian flight to observe that very volatile cross-border zone. He also cites last Monday's incident of the shelling of the Syrian village, you may remember, in North Latakia by Turkish forces. He says that these sorts of incidents are becoming more and more frequent, more and more common. And he cites this as an active preparation of some sort of incursion onto Syrian territory.
And the banning of this flight you're talking about just then could be basically to stop the flight being what was going on below. That's the idea behind it, is it? And this possible incursion. It's not the first time that Turkey has had desires or aims to cross over the border, is it? This wouldn't be a new thing.
Well, we've got to remember, Kevin, the whole area is a tinderbox. It's so volatile. There's so many groups here at play, and it's hard to get concrete and verifiable information out at any given time. Last Tuesday, we received a video from some Kurdish groups that, of course, control that whole northern area in Syria, alleging Turkish tanks, Turkish bulldozers, building fortifications on the Syrian side of the border. Let's take a look at that video now.
On December 22nd, Turkish military crossed the border. We told them they are violating our rights and trespassing on private land. They told us they have an order from above to move the border. Then they brought in the excavator and started working, even though local residents walked out onto the border to protest.
So this video we just saw, Kevin, of course, has not been officially verified yet, but we are getting a lot of this information from the various aspects that control that area of northern Syria. In fact, that video we saw, that's the reason for that protest, this alleged incursion into Syrian space. And of course, the other factor here is the discussion last August, last summer, between the US and Turkey about establishing some sort of buffer zone on the Turkish-Syrian border, which was met with great agitation, as you can imagine, by the Kurds, because they view this as a further incursion by Turkey into the areas controlled by
the locals. They're protesting just this weekend about it, didn't we? You just said, Matt, that this whole area is a real tinderbox. It's such a delicate area. So many things at play there as well. Turkey's aims be here.
Well, Turkey's primary concern is the Kurdish problem. They're facing a very difficult situation in the south of the country at the moment. We've covered that extensively with those protests going on to an all-out, almost mini civil war in southern Turkey. They're using heavy artillery, heavy shelling, etc., and accusations of mass civilian casualties, indeed, by the UN as well as other humanitarian agencies. So Turkey certainly would seek to prevent any sort of Kurdish military build-up in that North Syrian territory, which, of course, is what has been happening over the last couple of years. Of course, the other factor, and again, to stress, this is purely speculation, northern Syria does allegedly have oil wells. And, of course, anywhere where there's oil, there is motivation to establish some sort of control and a secure zone.
Gotcha. Dan Hawkins, thanks for the update there, that insight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's... with the Pindrazar speech that the president of Turkey was having in Ecuador, there were calls. Remember, this is Erdogan, president of Turkey. I'm going to go to the hospital. going on, guys. So that's part of. Anyway, we have here this update from Archangel Michael, my beloved I am, that I am Archangel Michael in the house. This is hashtag shit and the human body at your service.
75 Archangel Michael delivered education through the messenger Elizabeth, Clara Prophet, for an understanding of what the vials of the last plagues represent in the book of Revelation, as it was said they contain the wrath of God. In the book published as the Vials of the Last Plagues, 1975, this messenger says that in general these vials represent a return of collective karma and contain the misuses of God's energy. In other words, are just and unjust dealings with one another. However, we have to realize that there is an individual and a global or collective karma. We don't read the karma of other people who existed before us, but our own misuse of energy as we incarnated over and over again. We are, however, affected by this larger return of energies, which comes back to mankind for transmutation. The rite of the four horsemen of the Book of Revelation has been interpreted in Christianity in the sense of an end of the world prediction. Now, with the wrath of God interpreted as a return of karma, comes the understanding that the karma, accumulated over a cosmic cycle of about 25,860 years, has been returned at the end of this cycle to be balanced. In the Book of Enoch and of Revelation, the idea of adjustment relates to a karma that has to be balanced or transmuted. There also is a story in the archives of the Summit Lighthouse, according to which some of this karma was supposed to have been repaid more than 2,000 years ago, and that Jesus Christ ought to be regarded as our Savior because of the balance of the life he maintained by his presence in his incarnation when the karma accumulated over a period of 25,860 years was supposed to be balanced. It was said that this cumulative karma would have descended in full at the beginning of the Piscean Age, but that it was allowed to descend in cycles instead of suddenly. It had indeed been withheld for thousands of years till AD 2, and the apocalypse expected 2,000 years ago was avoided, but this return of karma was decreed to be returned gradually till 2012. This dispensation permitted this karma to descend gradually in the manner symbolized by the rite of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, instead of being returned all at once at the end of the cycle of 25,860 years. A cycle of this amount of years is on the basis of 12 zodiacal ages, period of approximately 2,148 years, and in relation to the precession of the equinoxes. The four horsemen of the apocalypse were understood by the messenger as the symbolic agents who bring back the misqualifications of God's energies at the end of a cycle. She felt they had been drawing closer and closer during the last 2,000 years. The karma relating to spiritual misqualifications was returned first and was followed by intellectual and emotional phases. We finally entered a phase of the return of physical karma, which has resulted with much suffering. In 1975, Archangel Michael stated through the messenger, "I have come in the flaming purity of the crisp one, and as the spokesman, not only of the seven archangels, but also of the lords of karma, as well as the seven Kohens of the race. I have come to pour out the first vial of the wrath of God upon earth. I have come forth bearing the golden vial containing the misuses of the sacred fire on the first ray of the will of God. It is by divine command that I am returning some of these energies for transmutation. The vials of the last plagues contain the misqualified energies of the people of earth. I come with deliverance to the nations and to the captives of the Luciferians. The intensification of sacred fire in the hearts of the devotees will be the all-consuming flame of the Holy Spirit that clears a pathway through the dark night of the soul." Angel Michael comes with the authority of Alpha. He says that in our terminology, Alpha is Father or God, the spiritual aspect of God that does not manifest in the material universe, whereas the Mother is the energy, love and essence, also intelligence, that creates the matter universe. Archangel Michael ministers unto life waves in the systems of world. He is commissioned to defend the faith, the hope, and the charity that is represented in the threefold flame of life in the heart of man. In the Book of Enoch, a first phase of the judgment of fallen angels is a flood representing the sinking of the Atlantean islands and the submersion of their civilization as the last island of Poseidon.
Yeah, this is a really interesting message. Please message me at directly at ashtashiranradio.com and or at directoryofus.com, directoryofus.com or directoryofusa.com. Messages from there. And or sign up at siamericas.com, siamericas.com to, you know, so you can get, give us your email and send you this wonderful message. If you can donate, Arasta Sheran Radio would be awesome. If you can help us for this cause. And as soon as we know about the blessings coming to you, about the free UFO rights and OVNI rights for everybody for free, that would be awesome. We'll inform you. There's some really amazing things about to happen, guys. Some good things. Good things for all people. Nothing bad. In fact, the bad ones are leaving this realm, are leaving this dimension, because they won't be able to handle it anymore. And also, according to our beloved brother, in honor of beloved brother Mike Quincy from UK, which his latest update, February 5th, he said that events that will affect your future and be beneficial for you continue to take place, mostly out of your sight. However, there will come a time during the course of this year when you shall learn of the benefits brought about by the changes. It is known that a revaluation of currencies is almost and foremost in your mind, and it has taken considerable time to bring countries together in agreement to the changes. There are not sufficient of them for it to put forward, and there has been never been a time when it has achieved such a progress. You may therefore be sure that revaluation is in its final stages. Meanwhile, more inventions have seen the light of the day, and it is only a matter of time before they start to be released. Be assured that the changes are well on the way and too far forward to be halted. Ways of producing free energy have been available for some time, and now even more devices are being revealed. Their ultimate use and availability is approaching, but the Illuminati are still trying to prevent their distribution. It will not always remain in this situation, as your evolution cannot be held back instantly. Difficult times lie ahead and are inevitable as major changes occur and commence to alter your way of life from drudgery to one that releases you from it. There are so many changes coming that raise your quality of life to levels that you should have enjoyed by the end of the last century. In what will seem a relatively short time, you will have gone ahead in leaps and bounds until you reach levels that live on the old patterns of the struggle. The most acceptable and welcome changes will be when you are assured of all peace and the fruits of your labors are used to the benefits of everyone. The biggest gain will be to have sufficient time to follow your own interests and have the financial means to do so. Life will become, you know, vastly different to what you are presently used to. Okay? No longer will Mother Earth be looked upon as a prison planet, and the curfew that you have lived under will, in time,